Blog Talk Radio.
How y'all doing? What's up, ho?
Hey, happy new year!
Bam, bam, bam!
Celebrating!
Yes, happy new year.
Yes.
Everyone. So y'all come on up in this mansion and let's hang out and
yes.
see what God is talking about.
Yes, yes, yes. How Woo. Was everyone's New Year? Touch it in the comments below. We want to know what y'all did. If you slept past midnight, it's okay.
I did. I got to get my rest. Not rest for risk. So we're going to say good morning to our Facebook familia that keeps growing.
Good
morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We are back on the air. We've been off about 3 weeks,
yes.
so we're back because we've been doing some sabbaticals around here, y'all.
Yes.
So the Lord said, go take a break, sit down somewhere.
And she's back.
Yes. Yes, you know, I'm on God's plan, hope.
That's right.
Because, you know, my plan was to take another week, but God said, get up, dust yourself off,
get on,
and get back on over there, and do what you do. And we're hanging out this morning, hope, and I'm so honored to be hanging out with my beautiful daughter of creativity. Yes, she is that. So we are just so grateful to say good morning, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Woo! Happy 2023.
That matching hat.
Yes. How about that? So y'all know how we do it over here. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. And good morning to our, we're going to say good morning to America all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, to our listeners this morning. And like Hope said this morning, type it in and let us know where you're watching from.
Yes.
We know a lot of people have like really went back to work today, but it's a new year. Get ready for the new stuff, y'all.
First week of the new year.
Mm-hmm. So we're just honored to be hanging out with you guys this morning. And I'm so honored to be hanging out with Ms. Hope Adams.
Yes.
The woman of many hats of creativity. Yes, and this, you've been shining bright right here on this blog radio.
Speaking of shining bright.
Like a diamond.
I have a diamond water. Shout out to Mama Laura Kelly.
Yes.
I'm never getting rid of this bottle. I don't know where you got this from.
I think Mama Dalise get that or did Laura get it for you?
No, Laura got it for me.
She got it for
the diamond water, diamond blend, the simple. I don't know if it's sanitary, but I'm never throwing it away.
You watch for that, girl, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. But you guys tune on in and come on in and join us this morning because we are going to be like, see, this is what's so awesome. That's why we got to be obedient to the Holy Spirit and to what God is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the season of intimacy that we crank up in the presence of the Lord to hear what he is saying because we really have to understand that it is only his plans that will succeed.
Yeah.
Because we can have plans, too, but if they're not housed inside of his plan, we don't know how long it's going to last.
No.
I'm telling you, because he has the perfect plan, because we have to make sure that we usher ourselves into his perfect will.
That's right. Amen.
So I'm kind of, it looked like I'm hosting this morning. I'm not. I'm co-hosting. I'm hosting on your show. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm co-hosting and I'm hanging out with my beautiful sister Hope today. And Hope is pushing us in this part two. And what's the topic this morning?
Our topic, part two from last week is who or what are you trimming off in 2023?
Who or what?
Or what?
Are you trimming? You know, a lot of times people expect us to trim. They don't want to trim.
Yeah, they don't want to trim.
Yeah.
No.
We all got to trim.
Growing dead weeds and weights and just some of that you cannot carry over into 2023 into this new year. And some of you already have. And you're feeling weighted down
Help us out.
So we got to get it right. You know, what is it that you need to trim off or who is it? You know, toxic relationships, toxic friendships. Is it a job? You know, do we need to sit out and update the resume?
Come on.
What is it? What is it that we need to trim off? Is it thinking?
Mm.
You know, are we still thinking the old same way that we were last year? You know, are we still hanging around the same places that we were last year that weren't, you know, healthy to our health, you know, and, you know, to get where we're going. And, you know, it's like God already knows the purposes of things that he has for us, you know. ourselves, plans to prosper and not harm us. If these people, places, or things are harming you, they're doing more harm to you than good. And
that's right. Chuka, chuka, chuka. And if you just don't know, that's in Jeremiah 29 and 11. And the Lord tells us specifically, though, that he has for us. And he's had them since the beginning of time, even before time. So that's why you got to check with the creator and check with the planner, because he got the perfect plan. And what he say, do, do it. And what he say, don't do, don't do it.
Yes.
And when we roll like that, you understand that God has your best interest at heart, because you are his daughter or his son, and he honors you because he created you.
I know. That's right.
So I'm just so excited about being on this team called Team Jesus. We actually have these shirts at our mansion's boutique. And
Team Jesus
is one shirt top of her. We're wearing them today. We're on the winning team. And for God so loved that he gave. That's John 3:16.
That's right.
So come on, y'all. I mean, this year, and I try to do it all the time. This is not a revolution, because I don't make these. I just try to level up.
Yeah.
I just want to level up. But this year, I want to illustrate more attributes of Christ. I want to look like Christ, because he says that he is in us. He's in us. We're in him. It's a tripart being. And it's in him that we move and breathe and have our being. And I just want to look like him. So y'all know I'll be wanting to slap people in the back of the neck. But hopefully in 2023, I don't have those desires. But I'm just keeping it real. 100. Yeah, I'm not
about
that
slapping spirit.
No. Yeah, I mean, y'all know. Y'all better keep it real, because y'all know when people try to take y'all there, what y'all want to do, the first thing, is just slap in the back of the neck or have a few choice words. But see, when you're new in him, you don't do the stuff you used to do. That's kind of what the hope is saying. This is how we get the trimming off.
Yeah.
We get in his presence and we let him create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And when it's him doing it, you be like, I can't believe I didn't act like that, or I didn't talk like that, or you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
Come
I
on, people of God.
Like a sailor.
We all did.
And the Lord came in, the Holy Spirit came in and cleaned it right on up.
Yeah.
But let's give a shout out to our viewers, to our live viewers.
Yes. Come on, you go home first.
My Aunt Carol.
Good morning,
watching
Aunt Carol.
She is watching from Tyler, Texas.
Tyler, Texas.
And then we have Strong Power.
Uh-oh.
I like that name.
Uh-oh. Okay. That's a song.
Yeah. Okay, Strong Power. Type in where you're
and
watching
listen,
from.
And listen, just go a little farther. And the righteous run in, and they are saved. God is our strong power, so we salute you. In an amazing way. So I want to say good morning to Sister Paula, our brother. Good morning, Miss Paula. I haven't
good
seen
morning,
you since the last first Sunday, first fruit Sunday, but it's such a blessing to see you. Good morning, Miss Ann. Miss Ann, smile. How you doing? It ain't nothing about her smile. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
She got a big heart and her big spirit. And there's Brother Leo in the house.
Brother Leo.
Good morning, Brother Leo. The GG. Come on now. Boy, they just light a fire. Oh, I heard that song. Light a fire down in my soul. They just light an extra fire. And I'm so excited about this.
Yes.
So good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Myra.
Good
Myra's
morning,
watching
Myra.
From here in the DFW area. My dad is watching from Longview.
My dad, Willis
Adams, is in the state of Texas.
In the state of Texas. And guess what, Lisa Willis Adams, I'm going to call you out. I hope I get to see you at the mansion on Park Road before you go back to Missouri. Come on now. Yes, you can't be this far.
Dad, you're only 2 hours away.
Yeah,
so.
You can't be this close and not do a drive-by, okay? So it will be such an honor, sir. We salute you this morning. Making it from Missouri to Texas.
Yeah.
On behalf. Isn't that beautiful? And safe travels all the way, whether you're going here, to, fro, wherever God is leading you. We just pray exponential blessings over you. And we ask the Lord that he would charge his angels to protect and guide you in every dimension that you choose to go. So in Jesus' name, we pray that over Mr. Adams.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Trisha. Trisha
Good morning,
watching
Trisha.
from Longview. That's Trisha Hall.
Trisha.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's so good to see Gigi's this morning.
Yes.
Y'all know it's good to see my mom and daddy.
Yes.
And Brother Leo, he walks in here like he's got the key. Yeah, like
already.
He's got the key because he do. Uh-oh, speaking of the keys to the kingdom, boy, I tell you.
Sunday,
we
Sunday.
activated. I want to send my shouts out to Pastor Marcos, but mainly I want to send my shouts out to the House of Glory worship team. The House of Glory worship team ushered in the Holy Ghost. And before the man of God could come up and minister, he was so full and so cheerful, he could barely. That's how the Holy Spirit took over, and service lasted 3 hours.
It
was like we was hungry.
Was
we was running. We was knocking over cameras. So when y'all go back and see the House of Glory folks, we was knocking over cameras trying to get to the keys for the king.
Over camera, tripping over Carolyn. We were like, I want it.
That was so awesome. That's about,
that was an amazing service.
Oh, my gosh. So, Pastor Marcos, thank you for your obedience. And welcome back very soon. And Pastor Rick. Oh, my gosh. Pastor Rick. Oh, good morning, Trisha.
Good morning, Trisha. That's our other Trisha.
Yeah, Pastor Rick Pope, he just did the thing. He is like a mighty man of God. That is your spiritual dad. That is my brother, my co-pastor. I mean, it's just amazing. I only have words. Good morning, Miss Sandy McCray.
Oh, hi, Sandy.
It's in the house, Sandy. We miss you and definitely miss Sheree. But we know.
Yes,
so we hope that we will be able to do life with you guys more in 2023. Yes. Like, hurry up. Come on, let's go.
Triple blessing.
Yes. So,
23. Oh, remember Sunday service? He was talking about 23, so symbolic, and he brought up Michael Jordan.
He was on. Michael Jordan took what?
He did.
He did.
Yeah. He did. I love it. It is time to take flight.
It is. I'm excited. So yes. I'm gonna try to back up a little bit and kind of co-host with you today, and just let you flow, and I'm gonna flow with you.
All right. Well, we will be preaching. We will be discussing out of scriptures, Hebrews 12:1 first.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go ahead and read that. So we will be out of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. We're in part 2 from last week's topic. What or who are we trimming off in 2023?
Come on.
It reads, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
So listen, I want to read the NLT.
Yes.
Hello! Y'all ready for this one? Woo! Yes! Hebrews 2:1. This is so powerful. Is it 1 and 2? Or is it just 1? It's 1.
Yes.
Okay, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses. Come on now. Do y'all know what that's talking about? A huge crowd of witnesses. I don't know, but the heavenly host is surrounding us.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
If you really knew that the angels, the heavenly host speaks of an army of angels.
Amen.
If you knew that an army of angels was standing in your room right now, wherever you're at, work, home, bathroom, it don't matter. You could be on the toilet. It don't matter. If you can imagine that you are surrounded by a host of angels, a great cloud of witnesses to the life of faith, and the word of God says, let us strip off every weight.
Every weight.
So whatever's burdening you down, you got to just drop it like it's hot.
some of y'all are still carrying it.
Come on, girl. And it says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up.
Yes.
Wow. We could run around. We'll be back in a minute, y'all. I'm telling you.
I need to get that word right there. I'm up here with the
trees
and the cows. I love it, though.
It's
my mama's Bible. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. I got your back.
Because
it's so powerful when we really look at what God is telling us. And see, that's why, the word of God is living, moving, and breathing.
Yes.
But if we don't get no revelation in this hour, we're going to be just like this fallen, dark world.
Yeah.
But we're going to be saying we team Jesus, Christians, and all of that. And then we're going to be just as dead as the world.
Yeah.
Because this is what penetrates us and elevates us in a new dimension, how we think, how we move. Because he said in him we move and breathe, right?
That's right.
Okay, so, and let us run with endurance. okay? The race that God has set before us. You think it's your race, but it's the race that God has set before you, okay? Hello.
Mama Dalisa is on fire. She's filled. She's about to hop off her chair.
And God is so good. And I love how he gives us instruction, and then right here as he breaks it down, he's going to tell us how to do it.
Yeah.
He's so loving. He not only show you what's up, but he tell you how to walk it out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And he said, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't just say you're on the team and your eyes ain't on the team, the captain of the team. Who does that? How are you going to be on the team and not pay attention to the captain? You're gonna make everybody lose because you ain't in the game. Okay? And then you get mad when they get mad at you. But no, really, we're just keeping it 100. So here it is. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes. The true champion. The true author and finisher of our faith. Type in the comments, say, I keep my eyes on the champion. Champion Jesus.
The champion who initiates and performs. Our faith.
Amen.
So
yes,
see, he's the perfecter, not you. And it's
right.
Only in him that you can be perfected.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Hope.
Yeah, you know,
go
I'm going to go ahead, Lisa. No, that is so good. That is so good. It's such
Woo!
A powerful word.
Come on.
Y'all, in 2023, we have to understand that we are walking in a new dimension, a new season. This is, we are in a new month, year 2023, so it's like we got to get our mindset right. We got to, if you ain't start cleaning out your house, start cleaning it out now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your house is in like a temple,
yeah.
Your actual house, your cars. I've been in some of your cars.
Uh-oh.
Terrible. Got to clean some of that out. I mean, like I said, you got to start trimming off dead weight. Trim it off. You got to start trimming off papers and junk mail and cleaning yourself out too. Got to start flushing that out. Like what are you willing to trim off and who are you willing to trim off? Like I said earlier, some of this is relationships.
That's
toxic relationships. Toxic friendships.
Woo! And you know what, I just hear the Holy Spirit.
Oh, toxic social media. Just had to add that.
I hear the Holy Spirit. Can you read in your version too? And I'm going to read 2 because this is really important because, see, this is going to take us into, read 2. Verse 2.
Verse 2?
Yes.
So we're still in Hebrews chapter
12. Yes.
And then verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come on now.
Despising the shame.
Hey.
And is set at the right hand of the throne of God.
What? So now, this is so powerful. This is a setup. I love it. It's a setup because, see, now this ushers, and don't listen, we're in January. Guys, tune in through the whole month of January because this is where God is going to allow us to teach how to get it seated in heavenly places.
Yes.
And this is how you do it. And you don't know that you have the authority and the power to do that. And this is what happens. When you get seated with Christ, this is how you make the great exchange. And you come back with something so brand. Oh, this something. Okay.
Yes.
I'm telling you, all this is so powerful. It's just a setup. So
I kind of want to read 3.
Okay. Go ahead and read. Let me read the 2 in the NLT, and then you read 3. Girl, we got to follow the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
I love it. Okay. It says here in the NLT in 2, it says, because of the joy awaiting him.
Yeah.
Not you, but him. He endured the cross disregarding its shame.
Yeah.
Now he is seated in places of honor beside God's throne. Go ahead and read 3.
Amen. Yeah, for 3 says, for consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself.
Come on now.
Lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind.
Okay, that's powerful. Here it says, think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people.
Mm-hmm.
Then you won't become weary and give up. See, you think it's about you, which I'm telling you, people of God, after all, you have not yet given your life in your struggle against your own sin. You didn't do it. He did it for you. Isn't this amazing that he endured sin on our behalf? We're guilty. We deserve everything that he went through should have been happening to us. But it did happen to us because that's how he loved us. And God so loved us that he gave his only son so that we could have an amazing life. And you just wake up complaining every day. You want this. You want what we and Queequee got. That's not for you. We win, Queequee. Y'all hear me? Okay, good morning, Sister Ada. I'm telling you what God loves, and that's the truth. And see, a lot of us, we want what everybody else got instead of want what God has for you.
Enjoy the season that you're in.
Yes. And then help somebody else as they elevate because it's their season.
Yeah. You're not grateful for what you have now. The Lord.
And when you elevate, you're going to want everybody else to help you.
Yes.
Because those of us that push people off cliffs, we'll be there.
Yeah.
But you got to be in the right spirit.
That's
right. We push people off cliffs around here. Like Pastor Rick said, we help you activate the gifts that's already in you.
Yeah.
They're already in you. But they lie dormant because when you get in the presence of God, you can't do nothing but run around some buildings and scream hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. When
sing,
come on. I tell everybody at the house of glory. That's why the Lord told me to take it down a notch. Because y'all knew I used to wear the bling and the heels and all that. God said, no, go buy you some more tennis shoes because you're going to be breakdancing down the aisle, even giving your offering, turning cartwheels. That's what you're going to do.
Yes.
So I said, okay, Lord. So I'm just waiting on the time. So when it happened, don't be looking at me strange. Because I'm going to do what Jesus said to do. Because I'm so happy that he loved me enough to be a blessing. To be a blessing.
Yeah.
Because he blessed us.
Yeah.
He gave us everything, Holy.
Oh,
he
yes.
gave us everything. So
yes,
to God be the glory.
Will.
I'm just so excited about this teaching. And that wasn't even in the notes, but it's in God's notes.
Shout out
Woo!
To Brother Dean.
Brother Dean
watching in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, St. Louis.
St. Louis. Got a couple people from
Hallelujah.
And then Chalice Mayer, I believe, is watching from St. Louis.
Wow. Yeah. St. Louis.
Absolutely.
We're hanging out with St. Louis today. I love that.
Yes.
God is good.
And also the Holy Spirit dropped in.
Come on now.
He's so good. He is so good. Some of us need to trim our flesh.
Oh, all of us. All of us need to trim our flesh.
All of us do, yes. Because
yeah.
if you don't rebuke your flesh in private, it will definitely rebuke you in public.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm just saying. I don't know if you say that. Maybe it was me. It was not working for me. But, yeah, definitely. Need to trim our flesh, y'all.
I have to take a big drink of water. Okay.
Stay hydrated.
Hey. Hey, that is so powerful.
Yes.
So let's see what Sister Ada is saying this morning. Amen. Good morning, beautiful sisters in Christ. I declare a happy and prosperous new year to you both in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
And back at you, Sister Ada. Thank you
Amen.
So much for the
happy new year.
The blessing that you released on us today all over the world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's powerful.
Yes.
God be the glory.
Amen.
I'm just excited. That God loves us so much, guys. But go ahead, Hope. I'm trying to settle down. I'm trying to turn down. I don't know how.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to try.
Let's go to our next verse. This would be John 15, 1 and 2.
Come on.
Oh, and I love this. Okay, so we're in John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. And it says, this is Jesus talking, so listen up. Says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth, and it may bring forth more fruit.
Mm. It's so simple. So see, that's the part that follows the topic that Hope is talking about. Can you read that topic again, Hope?
Yes. What or who do you need to trim off in 2023? I was about to say 2022.
Okay,
gone,
so listen, Hope, if Jesus can help us out right here, because
yes.
so God is, Jesus is saying here that I am, this is the NLT version, I am the true grapevine and my Father is the gardener. Okay? He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. This is Jesus talking.
Yes.
So if Jesus can get cut,
come on.
Why do you think you can't get cut? But here's the deal. I love the topic, cutting away. What do you need to trim off? Okay, first you need to start trimming off you.
Yes.
That's what this is Jesus telling us
right here.
Yeah, you got, like you were saying, the flesh. We have to start trimming off ourselves because he says he cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. And that's powerful right there, because what are you producing? So ask yourself that question. Yeah. Are you producing drama, hatred? I mean, what are you producing? Because if you're not, if you don't have no fruit, y'all got to become some fruit inspectors in this season. I'm telling you, I've been one, but I'm going to try to help y'all this morning.
Yes.
That's why I can't be whining over here that I ain't got nobody.
Yeah. If you're sowing hatred, if you're sowing hostility, depression, you're throwing stones at people when you really need to be throwing them at your head. Yeah, all that.
And your heart.
Yeah.
So that's why I like minister. When I minister, I like really like talking about me. Because people be saying, I can't believe she's talking about me. I'm going to turn it off. But I'm talking about me. And if it relates to you, if I can help somebody. See, because sometimes I get over in that corner, I try to complain. I don't have nobody. I'm all alone. Well, first of all, that's a lie.
That's right.
Because I'm not alone. Hello.
Amen.
Hello. Because God is, I mean, and we just talked about it in Hebrews 12. We got angels surrounding. We got a whole heavenly host surrounding us.
And God is sovereign.
You are not alone. Yes. So, but here's the deal. It's like this right now because ain't no fruit. I'm seeing no fruit. Even if I see a little fruit, that's some hope. But I don't see no. That's some hope. But I cannot. Attach to that like that, because God is working on you. He's working on me. He's working on all of us.
Yeah.
But you got to want to be worked on. See, that's the big one. If you don't want to be worked on, then get over there and sit down. And stop tripping with the people that's trying to get worked on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. For those of you who consider yourself God.
Little G. Uh-oh. But God is telling us, if you're not producing any fruit, that's why you sit down somewhere. Because God will sit you down. So that's why, even when he whispers in your ears, say, go sit down and take a sabbatical. 2-3 weeks, maybe 4. Go over there and sit down. Because he's trying to teach you something. He's trying to take, you know, like Jesus saying, he's trying to cut some stuff off of you before he takes you into that new place. Because it's like the Matthew 9:16. You can't put new wine in old wineskin. And everybody wants the new stuff, but you want to take the old stuff into the new stuff.
Come on.
And that's why you confused. And that's how it happens. Because you listen to two different dimensions. You're trying to step into one, you got the foot over here in the other one, and you just twitched in between. And that's where aggravation comes in, hope. But
yeah,
ahead,
and
girl.
It also reminds me, not everybody can go with you into the next dimension that God has for you. The destiny that God has planned for you, the finish line, not everybody is going to run the race with you.
Right.
Not everybody can grow with you. Not everybody is going to be there to support you. So some people you have to be willing to, like we say, trim off, you know. And it just takes, you know, 2.5 seconds to pick up the phone or send a text and do it in a loving way. Don't be all like, oh, no, you're too this, you're too that. You're not for me anymore. Do it in a loving way. Be all like, hey, this is where the Lord is taking me. I just recently had to do it. And be like, the Lord is taking me from point A to point B right now. And this friendship, it's not healthy. It's not elevating me and where I need to go. It's not aligning right. So I love you. Best wishes. Let me pray over you. So if there are things that we can do, like if you want to sever off relationships, you know, you want to continue to have the heart and the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christ was never, well, other than who was it? Pharisee, where you turned over the table.
Oh yeah, I love that part. That's one of my favorite parts. But hope you said the key word. It's all about endurance. Okay, because some people. I love how Steve Harvey teaches this metaphor about people want to ride, but don't nobody want to push. When it's time to push, they just want to ride. Nobody wants to stop and fix a wheel. Nobody wants to fix the wheel. They just want to ride. Nobody want to get the gas. Nobody want to pay. Did I say pay? Yes. Nobody want to put. Did you put in on this man?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to put in. They just want to ride till the wheels fall off. And then when the wheels fall off, they go get in another car or another truck with some more people. Come on now. That's why.
Steve said if they can't grow with you, they can't go with
you. That's right. Yes.
Everybody else said something.
Okay, so let's see here. That is Sister Ada said good morning. Sister Paula, Ada says, amen.
Oh, no, there was another one.
Okay, hold on. There it is. No, what am I doing? If he's saying the same thing, I think it's just, oh, there it goes. What happened?
Oh, there it is.
That's Mama Dali.
Yes.
Oh!
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 Mama Dali signed in, yes.
But the Holy Spirit produces that kind, this kind of fruit in our, that's right. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And there is no law against these. Woo! She ain't playing around.
Yes.
Thank you for helping us out, Mama Dali.
Thank you. Love you.
See, that all of those right there are fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
And when you allow yourself to function in those, everything that attached, like we listened to you this morning, everything that attached to you wins.
Yes. Yes.
Everything and everybody too. But they got to come on with it. They got to be able to come in some goodness, some faithfulness, some gentleness.
Come on.
Come on now. Some joy, some peace. Come on. They got to be able to produce.
Yes.
Instead of wanting to always give me, give me, give me, take, take, take. That's draining on anybody. And then before you know it, that's how you roll into the slap the people in the back of the neck dimension. Okay? Right, Papa Jack?
Right.
You be wanting to slap them, cut them like Jesus turned over the table. Jesus just didn't slap nobody. He helped somebody. That's what I try to do. Come on.
I actually want to continue reading.
Okay.
4 and 5. And this is still Jesus talking, yeah. Y'all. It says, abide in me.
Woo!
And I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the vine, y'all?
He is the vine.
Yes. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, same bringeth forth much fruit.
Mm.
For without me, ye can do nothing.
So that's the him and you and him, that's that never-ending place, because that takes you into eternity.
Oh, I keep reading.
That's the thing that's eternal. I know, right?
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
But I think, like Mama Dali said, in him we do that. We move and breathe and have our being. We try to do it in our own mind and our own strength and our own this and our own. That's why we keep coming up short, because we're trying to do it in our own fleshly mind, our own fleshly flesh. This flesh gonna let you down every time.
But some of us, that's why you get tired. That's why you do get weary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do, you know, you're all, oh, I'm tired. Yeah, you're coming to the end of yourself and you need that extra push.
Mm-hmm. That's that mulberry bush life. Y'all know about the mulberry bush. That's a merry-go-round life. I promise you, we talk about this a lot. That one thing when I was a kid, I hated that ride. I don't know about you, but I hated the merry-go-round.
Oh.
I loved every ride in the playground, monkey bars, I did all of that, but when it came to the merry-go-round, oh my gosh, you got on that, and it was fun while you were going around, but once you stop, if you ate before you went, I don't care if you drink water, you're going to throw it up, and that's how life is. Life just takes us round and round and round, and it seemed like fun, but when we get off, when the ride stops, so see, that's our plan. Then we want to get upset, throw up, be depressed. I mean, we just roll into this ball of darkness and then point the finger at everybody else when you got 3 more pointing back at you.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. But anyway, it's just a vicious cycle.
Start trimming yourselves. Start trimming yourselves. If you haven't started, start now. Start today. Start while you're watching the live video. What is it that I can do to sharpen my perspective? What is it that I can do to grow deeper in the Lord's presence, to grow deeper in His Word, to just have a desire and a hunger and a thirst for Him.
Just like the Word says, in Him, it's in Him that we can do it. We move and breathe. And He says He's the vine and we're the branches, okay? And those who remain in me and I in them.
Yes.
When you separate yourself from God, you isolate it and listen. We become like the enemy. The Bible tells us he will sift us like wheat.
Yes.
But we have to stay connected to God and the people of God. If you don't have a church home, find a Bible-based church.
Right.
But stay, not the assembly. Stop looking for God to show up for you and you ain't showing up for him.
Come on.
I mean, we got to, everything is so one-sided.
Yeah.
That's the relationship.
Brother Dean says, when we finally get to the end of ourselves, that is where God can begin to move. As long as you want to keep trying, God will let you.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. He's such a lover of his people.
He's so patient and so merciful. It's all like, why would we ever want to disconnect from him? I know I have to ask myself that every day. It's all like, Lord, like, who would want to leave you? Who would want to be out of your presence? It's just so fulfilling and it's so good. I know there's sometimes when I'm worshiping and it's like I'm slobbering and crying and spotting at the nose and it's just, but it's just so good. It's all like when it's all done, it's all like I've never even cried. It doesn't even look like I've cried.
Yeah.
But he's just so loving and that's why I love him. I love him. And he's the king of my heart. And he's the king of our heart.
Yes.
He's such a loving father. So
yeah, I love this part here, Hope. I think it's in from my glasses if I quote correctly. We're still in John 15, guys. 1, and I think Hope read 1-5 or 6. Is that right?
Yes, I read.
Okay, but this is the part and I believe it's in 2 or 3 where he says he talks about he gave the fruit and his father is the gardener. But here it says that you have already been pruned and purified by the message that I have given you. But what we do is we go back and we just put the message over there on the shelf and we go back to living like whatever feels good to our flesh or our natural heart, not the true heart of who we are, our being. And then we get distressed again. And then half the time we blame God. Instead of just staying in the vein of the vine, okay, and the vine dresser, he says, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed. You sever yourself.
Yes.
We do. So if it's severed from the vine and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. This is what's so powerful. I heard Jensen Franklin teach on Joel Osteen, how he was teaching on when his wife in their backyard, they had a rose bush. Check it out. This is so powerful. And she would go and cut the roses because they were beautiful. Now listen to this, people of God. Even when you get pruned or cut off, you still look like you're living for a few weeks, a few months. Because when you cut those roses and you go put them in a beautiful vase, some of us put aspirins and all the kind of stuff in them to make them live. They look like they still living, but they really dead. That's how we as people look. We think we got it going on, popping it, and we walked away from God. Mm-hmm. And then we look like we living, smelling good. Y'all know roses smell good, too. Okay?
Yes, they do.
We look like we smelling good. People roll up on us. Hey, you smell good today. And we just as dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually the leaves start falling off. The little green will start first. Then it depends on the color of roses. They still going to look dark and dry on the edges.
Yes.
We start looking dark and dry. And then you'd be like, I can't believe I'm looking like this. My skin is peeling. All kind of stuff.
I'm looking 10 years
I'm
older.
I'm looking older. But it's because we've been cut off.
Yeah. Been cut off from the main source.
From the main source of the vine. That teaching is so powerful. When you think about it. Good morning, Miss Margie. She says, Happy New Year, and God's blessings to continue to henceforth and forevermore.
Yes.
Thank you for the blessings, beautiful women of God.
Thank
I love you,
you.
Miss Margie. Yes, but you know, when you think about it, that's how we really begin to look. And then we start to feel dead. And then we have to, we trim off so many years by our disobedience. And our disconnection to the living water. You know, Jesus is not only the vine, but he's the living water.
And we fulfill God's blessings like that.
Yes. And he says, not only do we remain in him and him and us, but he also says that's the place that you never thirst again.
Yeah.
You just don't, you know. Amen. So that's just a powerful teaching today, people of God. And we are so excited to just be here in 2023. Because there's some people that did not make it.
Ooh.
They did not make it. But one thing about it, if they was in Christ, they made it. If they in Christ, they made it. And they doing way better than what we do when they walking on streets of gold. They are in their mansions.
Yes.
And because Jesus already told you that he went to go prepare a place.
Yes.
He told you. Come on now.
Amen.
He said, in my house there are many mansions. So what I saw was not yet told you. And you know he ain't going to lie. He's not a liar. His word does not return void.
That's right.
Come on, y'all. So that's why we're here on this earth to bring light and salt. We are. So today, ask yourself, who have I blessed, like the women of God and the men of God that are blessing us today with their beautiful words of encouragement?
Yes.
That is bringing light.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. Just like the people that show up, Mama Dottie's Papa, they come in and then y'all see the light child.
They're serving people with support.
Yes.
Y'all are serving us with encouraging words,
yes,
and scriptures and interacting with us. And we love you. God bless each and every one of you.
And it starts at home, guys. If you have people in your home, family members, children, sisters, brothers, mamas, that just love on them.
Amen.
Be the light in your home, because half the time we be wanting to help the world and then people in the house are struggling.
Yeah.
And we not being a light in our own house. We putting it under the bushel. And we the light, but we're putting it
other people. Your family needs more.
That's true ministry there. It's when we can really be a blessing in our homes. Amen. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be here today. And
let's talk about what we have going on here.
You talk about it, Hope. Talk about it, girl.
All right. Here at the Mansions on Park Road, y'all, we are at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Arlington, Pantego, West Arlington area. But here at the Mansions on Park Road, we have so much to offer. Of course, we have Tuesday mornings at the Mansions show where you can come be a part of our live studio audience. We also have a full beauty salon, boutique, nail parlor, massage parlor. Oh my goodness, we have so much. Fitness studio for fitness trainer. Come on, y'all. Need to get off the couch.
Come on,
y'all. We're in January. If you're looking for a fitness trainer, I am here on the premise. I am flexible to anyone's schedule. So contact me. You can message me in my own private Facebook account. Or type it in the comments below. Be like, Hope, I need you. I got you.
Yeah.
And then we also have a holistic alignment chiropractic care with Dr. Bree Ortiz. So this is her. Sister, I love you.
Good morning.
She is absolutely amazing. And then we also we also have doTERRA. Mama Jolie's.
What are all holistic. It's all holistic.
It's all holistic. Yes.
Yeah.
We don't do no kumbayas, no chakras, no none of that. No. This is all holistic. I mean, she'll just pray over you, and it'll just be very soothing and pleasing. And
help. I want to just right here while we're on this holistic bar right now, kind of place. You know, this has been a journey. You know, and you can't. And I think for the struggle for some of us, and this is really for God's people. Okay, some of us we start some and then we stop. We have to elevate in the spirit of consistency, because if you want some results in your mind and your spirit and your being, you have to be consistent. So I can preach this right now, okay? Because I've had to walk it out. Now, in the last few weeks, because I'm already ready to get back into my dimension of training, because Saturday we have boot camp, right?
Yes,
boot
camp.
Build your peach.
At 9 a.m.
Bam. We got boot camp, but listen, I went to, yesterday was my day for me, because I've been on my sabbatical, but the Lord said, get ready to go back in. I shifted you, so get on over there and get on them beds with the masseuse and get on back over there. Now, I've missed 3 weeks because of the holiday, and we haven't had it, and some other personal things, like with my daughter, I had to all pass up. But that's not the point I'm making here. The point is 3 weeks, I go into the masseuse, and I'm chilling and I see God is so anointed. First of all, when you get in Miss Anna's room, the Holy Ghost is there and it's gonna tell her everything about you. She may go back 60 years on you. I don't know. She just might. Okay, she did with me. Okay, it's okay. And I'm good because you know.
Yes.
It's nothing but the Lord. So anyway, I was having some issues in my shoulder area, and I believed it was the way I was sleeping on my arm, but nonetheless. When I was laying there, she was ministering to me and giving herself, you know, really hearing from the Holy Spirit. And that's what I love. This is the atmosphere. Well, it's a case by case. not everybody's not the same. You can't, even when you, even in the designer's chair for the hair, we don't treat every client the same. Everybody has their own journey, their own dimension, even in fitness. Everybody has their own. Like, yes. She don't work me like she worked Mama Dali. Now, when we're in the boot camp, we all do the same thing. But when it's an individual, personal, she deals with us personally. But what I'm saying to you, America, is that when I went in after 3 weeks on the sabbatical, even in my training, the first thing she noticed was some things going on in my muscle area. And she was pinpoint accurate. And I said, I'm not going to tell her about it. I'm going to see if she can find it. And she found it. So I leave out of that dimension feeling so much better. Then I go to the chiropractor, which is Dr. Bree, who's also a general doctor. Okay, so, and I'm so grateful that I'm on a regimen of maintenance now, because I have, come with it, Hope, and I have major results in my body, and I'm just so excited. Everybody knows my praise report is coming off of all this blood pressure medicine.
Yes.
It's just been a journey, but I was consistent in it. So anyway, I go and I lay on the bed with the chiropractor, and she's telling me, you got some tightness in your rib area. What? She hit the same spot. These people are, ain't nobody talk to nobody but the Holy Ghost. These people are incredible, and I have to continue maintenance now on a whole new dimension. And I believe that the instrument of what's going on with me is because I missed my 3 weeks of working out with the personal trainer, because that has taken me to a new dimension of working out every single week. But when I missed 3 weeks, my body got tight and I started having some issues. We have to be consistent. So all of these things are available, not just for me, but for you, everybody. If you are really ready to go into the next dimension of your health and wellness, that's the key. That's real prosperity. It's if you have great health, you are the wealthiest person walking on the planet. Because you got a lot of people that's got a lot of money in their bank accounts and they can't get nowhere to spend it. It's true. You can't buy your healing. You can't. You have to participate in your own healing. Because God, it's already been provided for you for over 2,000 years. Everything this word says about not you're going to be healed, but you're already healed. But if you don't participate, first off, you don't believe it, then okay, that's where you at. But I believe everything that this word says, all the 3,573 promises. And I'm going to get me 3,000 today. Amen. Today. All of these belong to us.
That's right.
And God has sent the people. And if you're waiting on the sky to crack open and all the angels come out, that's not happening right now.
Yeah.
But it's the hopes and the Dalises and the Papa Jacks and the Breeze and the Pastor Marlos of the world. That we are the ones to help each other. We're the change agents. We're the light. We're the salt. And we're the team.
Amen.
We're on the team. And we have to make sure that we are, you know, being obedient and doing the things God wants us to do. So hope is available.
Yes.
And if you are ready to get your workout on, she ain't going to hurt you in the beginning.
No. Not in the beginning.
Not in the beginning. And I got to get on the schedule probably Wednesday. Oh, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Yeah. You said it.
Right there.
No, but no, I know. I just love the HopeFit. HopeFit is more than just the name. To me, it's serving the God of hope.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit dropped that name into my spirit just around the time of 2019, around the time that my mom was transitioning. And to me, it's more than just a fitness ministry. It's more about spiritual. And if we don't start with prayer, we'll end with prayer. I mean, to me, you know, it's just all about, you know, keeping God in it, because He is in it. He is the CEO and the founder of it. And I'm just a living vessel running it.
So I hope, tell them when the boot camp is.
So the boot camp, the Build Your Peach boot camp, which we host every Saturday, and we are hosting it again. We took 2 weeks off due to the holidays and everybody traveling, but we will be starting back up the boot camp this Saturday at 9 a.m. here at 2704 West Park Road Drive. So if you pull into the complex, just drive past the two-story building and we are the second door to your left.
Yeah.
We'll be having 9 a.m. Build Your Peach. I will be there. Pastor Mustang will be there.
Woo-hoo! Mama Jolene.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
so and y'all come out. It's only what? How much is it help?
Yeah, it's only $10.
$10.
$10.
What? That's nothing for your health and wellness and getting yourself back.
Right.
I mean, you have to invest in yourself. You know, everything in life is an investment.
Yeah.
And this is the best investment is you. You know, and not only that, invest in your spirit. If you are looking for an amazing church home that's conducive to freedom and love, come hang out at the House of Glory every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I mean, it is just, I don't have the words for that. But anyway.
This past Sunday was everything.
Wow. Yes. And also, if you are an author or if you have a business or if you want to take your dimension of who you are and what God has given you to the next level, you can do it on a national level here on our Roku TV network, or you can come here and you can be part of the morning show.
Trisha said yes.
Or you can have your own show, just whatever. So speaking of that, Hope and Dr. Ortiz. First of all, this week they are starting their own Bible study.
Yes.
Here at the House of Glory.
Yes.
These are the millennials, y'all. These women, 26, 30. They are like on fire for Jesus and want to just be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing.
Yeah.
And pulling in the next generation of people who are really on fire for the King. And not only that, they're also getting ready to launch their own radio show.
Yes.
So it's so many things that are going on, you know. And if you're ready to really be activated in this season, this is your time. All you got to do is, like Hope say, you know, DM us or just put your information on screen and we will connect with you and we will push you off cliffs too. Watch you fly.
And this message today was really like for me, everybody. I know you're probably like, oh, she's talking about me. I'm not following her anymore. How dare she? Today's message was really for me because I know what it's like to be disconnected, to get out from under God's will, to get from out under his protection, want to do my own thing, think that I have it, only give him 5 minutes.
Come on now.
In the morning, and I'm giving everybody else the best of me.
Right.
But it's just all about knowing better and doing better and choosing to do better and to stay in his will, to stay connected and to do the best that I can. And my job every day is not to be perfect, but it is to defend less. As Mama Dolly would say,
mandate of a Christian.
I'm just wanting to be that light and that salt in the women who are coming up behind me because I'm 33 years old. I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, wore it twice, returned it, checked on it. And there's nothing like having the full armor of God on and to really experience his presence and to have the Holy Spirit really shift your heart, shift your mindset.
It's so true, though. It's so true. But you got to want it.
You have to want it.
And if you want it, then go get it.
And trust me, you will come to the end of yourself. You will come to the end of yourself because you will look beat down. You will be so tired. You will be so fed up. And you'll be like, Lord, my hands are off the wheel. You take over.
And then I know a lot of people are looking for direction. So that's one of the new things that we've always done it here, but we've created an atmosphere for it. As if you're looking for a business coach, life coach, minister, or counselor, I actually start my very first session on this Thursday morning at 11 a.m. A woman of God is like, you know, I just got to come in. I want to know what you know. I want, because I see God moving and breathing in your life, and I want him to move in mine. And, you know, we just point people in the right direction. You know, and that's what it's all about, you know. But I thank God that he's given us the deal.
Kimberly. Kimberly watching from St. Louis. St. Louis is bringing it.
Amen. But I thank God that he's given us the zeal.
Yeah.
Not only that, the credentials to support. We have to make sure we do that, you know, because it's just the mandate of standing in the gap, you know. So I'm just excited.
Amen.
So if you're looking for that, you contact Pastor Marlo Mosey, and I will get you scheduled. We do those on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Amen?
Amen.
So to God be the glory. Yes.
Yes.
I gotta go hang on my curtains too today. So y'all, so it's all good.
We love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, for being a part.
And Deshiana says, Hi Miss Marlo. Hi Deshiana. How you doing? I'm doing good.
Hi Lisa.
How you doing?
Lisa's watching from St. Charles.
And Trisha, thank you for your amazing love and support.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a blessing to my daughter with the shower chair, the wheelchair, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll be done with it real soon, and we'll get it back to you. Amen. To God be the glory. So hope you want to pray as well.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead. Yes. Lord, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this beautiful day. So this is the day that you made, Heavenly Father. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Heavenly Father, that your spirit is upon us, that you are here, Lord Heavenly Father, filling us up with your joy and your peace, Lord God. Lord, we just ask that you bless our live studio audience. Papa Jack, Mama Dolly, Lord Heavenly Father, and each and every chair, Lord God, that was filled or wasn't filled, Lord Heavenly Father, we just ask that you bless it, Lord God, because I pray for an increase in numbers right now over this ministry in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless our people that are watching live, near and far, Lord Heavenly Father. We just ask that this message has touched their hearts and pierced their minds, Lord Heavenly Father, to know what or who to trim off in the year of 2023, Lord God. We know that you want us whole, you want us blessed, you want us fulfilled, Lord Heavenly Father, to our full capacity in you, Christ Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, that you are the vine, Lord Heavenly Father, and that we will choose to abide in you in 2023, Lord God, and anything that is dead, anything that is lingering on, that is no longer fulfilling and no longer replenishing us, Lord God, that is no longer nurturing to our spirit. If it is dead in your sight, Lord Heavenly Father, we ask right now by the blood of Jesus Christ that you trim it off of us, that you prick us and prune us right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to move on our hearts, Lord God, who and what we need to begin to transfer over, Lord God, what we need to give to you, Lord Heavenly Father, so we're able to shine brighter and be the salt and the light of this earth, Lord Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for being the head of our lives, the king of our hearts, Lord God, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. May we continue to honor and serve you, Lord Heavenly Father, and love each other. We just love you. Bless us, Lord Heavenly Father. Go before us. Make all of our crooked paths straight, Lord God. We declare the blood of Jesus over each and every vessel under the sound of my voice, Lord God. We honor you and praise you and give you so much glory, honor, and power, and thanks in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord. So thank you guys once again for tuning in. Next Tuesday, my twin sister, Laura Kelly, will be back in the house. We bless you, Lord. So we will be back in the mix, and then we will be pushing these ladies here in their next dimension. And we're so excited what God is doing in their lives, and we get to be part of the studio audience.
That's so awesome. So awesome.
Yes, thank y'all for tuning in today. Please share the video.
Yes.
That you have been able to encourage somebody in your circle. Amen. And we would all be conducive to change as we elevate in this season. So go love on somebody.
Yes.
You're blessed to be a blessing in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Until next Tuesday at 10 a.m. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen.
That was a great show.